Hi, Roy. This is Heather. I was calling in regards to my car that you dinged. I would appreciate if you give me a call back to exchange insurance information at 919. Thank you. Hello?
Hi, Heather. This is Roy. I left a note on your car.
Okay. I guess you need your insurance information and stuff.
Well, I don't have insurance. Did you even see Did you see the ding, though? It didn't seem that noticeable.
Yeah.
The one underneath.
There was scuff and just hanging on there.
Yeah.
On the rear bumper.
Oh, no. It was more like the muffler underneath the car. I was underneath your car. I was doing some work on it. And, you know, my ratchet, it scraped up the muffler. Because I was trying to loosen a bolt or nut or whatever they're called.
On that car?
Yeah. I was underneath. I was trying to, I was working on some things.
On my Camaro?
Yeah. I was doing some soldering.
Why are you messing with it?
I was doing some soldering and tightening up a few things. Replaced one of the belts.
Why were you doing that while I was at while my daughter was at work?
I don't know. I'm just kind of weird and OCD, and I don't know. I'm when I see something broke, I just want to fix it, you know. But yeah, it's just the ratchet. It scraped along the muffler, but you can't even see it because it's underneath the car. It's not a big deal, right?
What was the note about parking like a jackass about?
Well, I don't know. I'm just kind of a blunt person. I was just pointing out that you parked like a jackass.
Uh-huh.
But that wasn't really the reason, you know, that it happened. I was just underneath your car and just scraped up the muffler a bit. So
I'm finding that hard to believe.
What part?
Working on the car that's not yours, that belongs to somebody else. In the Food Lion parking lot.
I don't know.
My stepdad works there as well.
That's what happened. I'm just telling the truth.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, man. What's going on?
Oh, I just you know, I left a note on the Camaro because I kind of just dinged the bottom of it.
Yeah. I'm very well aware of the note.
Okay. Well, why'd you ask for? This is a dumb question, then,
well,
really.
Well, you're saying you hit it. Excuse me?
I said it was kind of a dumb question.
It's not a dumb question. Well, all right, well, first of all...
Well, I answered the question. You're like, ugh.
Somebody like that.
I know what you're talking about.
All right, if you'll let me talk for a minute...
Yeah, sure.
I'll get to my point.
Okay.
Now, you left a note on the car, right?
Yeah.
Saying you dinged the car. The scuff mark was not there until after you left the note there.
I don't know about that, because I don't think I left that scuff mark. I left the one underneath the car. I was underneath the car doing some work. I was replacing in the timing belt.
So how did you hit her car with the ratchet?
Because I was loosening up this bolt nut thing. I don't know what they're called, really.
Well, if you're replacing your timing chain, that's in front of the car. That's in front of the engine.
Yeah.
So why would you even be anywhere near the back of her car?
Because after I worked on the engine for a bit from underneath, I moved to the back of the car, and I was just soldering some stuff together, and I put some duct tape on a hole in the pipe thing. Just improving everything overall.
You're improving your timing chain with duct tape.
No, there was a hole in the muffler, and I'm not going to buy you a whole new muffler. So I just put some duct tape around the... You know, the pipe that goes to the muffler. So you'll get better mileage and stuff.
You put duct tape on your muffler.
On your muffler.
On her muffler?
Yeah, I was underneath the car doing work. That's what I'm saying.
Did she ask you to work on her car?
No, I explained all this to her already. I'm just a little OCD. And
well, explain it to me.
Okay.
I'd like to know.
Explain
to me why you were working on her car.
I was just walking by, and I noticed that it needed some work, and I got underneath. I had my toolbox with me, and I just started doing the work on it.
You just happened to walk by a car and say it needed some work done to it.
Yeah, pretty much. I just, you know, when I see something broke, I like to fix it. That's just the kind of person I am.
Dude, I'm going to tell you something right now.
Okay. What?
You see that red Camaro in the parking lot? Don't go near it.
Okay, well, I don't need to anymore. It's all...
Look, you said what you had to say. Now I'm going to tell you something, okay? Don't go near that red Camaro again.
Well, I walk by it every day.
Why do you walk by it?
Well, why not? What's wrong? It's in a public place.
There?
Yeah, I get the carts and stuff.
You get the carts?
Yeah, that's my job. I get the carts from the parking lot. But it was a slow day the other day, so I just decided to help out. I would think you'd appreciate it. You haven't even said thank you yet.
No, sir. I don't think so. I mean, after the note that you left on our car, that kind of offended me. And I'm going to tell you something else. I do know how to work on cars a little bit, and I have never used duct tape to put on a muffler. Never.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry I didn't buy you a brand new muffler. Maybe you shouldn't complain about, you know, the free work that I did on your car and didn't charge you for it.
Dude, you didn't work on my car. You didn't charge me nothing because I didn't ask you to do nothing.
Why don't you just be happy
Nobody
that I helped?
Nobody asked you to do that.
Just be happy.
What do you mean be happy? Dude, I think there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, I'm a little OCD. Maybe a little bit. Maybe I like to just help people out without them asking. But most people appreciate it. I changed.
Can you say you work at that...
Huh?
What place? What's your place of employment?
Oh, I don't have to tell you that. I don't need you coming over here. I changed your oil, by the way. I think you'd appreciate that at least.
You changed your oil?
Yeah, I changed the oil for free.
All right, dude.
You're welcome.
Look, no, don't. I am not going to accept your thanks. I'm not going to thank you for anything you did.
Well, you're just a shitty person then. You're just a
Well,
shitty person.
I'm a shitty person. Let me tell you something. Dude.
Hey, tell that lady to shut the fuck up. Tell that bitch in the background to shut the fuck up.
Whoa, hold on, man. Don't tell her to shut the fuck up, dude.
No, I know. I'm asking you to tell her to shut the fuck up.
Well, look, I'm going to tell you.
Tell her men are talking.
I'm going to tell you something. Officer Wolf will be in touch with you, dude.
Officer who?
I'm going to tell you that right now.
Is that a made-up name?
No, it's not a made-up name, dude.
It sounds like it.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to the sheriff's department right now.
All right. Leave your wife at home so she doesn't try and interrupt while you're talking to the sheriff. Because she's irritating.
You don't tell her what to do. I'm going to tell you something. Don't you disrespect her. I will come.
Oh, my God. Tell her to shut the fuck up. You can't even yell at me properly because she won't shut the fuck up.
Dude.
I mean, really, she's so annoying.
Right, if you want to be this way, you want to be a smart ass, we'll play the smart ass game. Okay?
Okay. You start.
That motherfucker is pissing me the fuck off.